Concours Écricom 2007, épreuve orale de langue anglaise. Texte numéro 19. Over there. When the British discuss migration, they usually mean foreigners coming to take their jobs and council flats. Much less notice is taken of the increasing stream of people heading the other way. That is partly because no one really knows how many Britons live abroad. No proper data on the subject have been gathered since the 19th century. On December the 11th, the Institute for Public Policy Research, or IPPPR, a think tank, published a report that tried to fill the statistical hole. Almost 200,000 Britons left the country last year with no plans to return, and 5.5 million now make their home abroad, it said. Surprisingly, 58 million people outside the country claim British ancestry. And that, reckons the IPPR, makes the British diaspora the third biggest in the world, behind only India's and China's. According to the report, more than 3.3 million British pensioners will make their home abroad by the middle of the century. Most of the escapees are not sun-seeking wrinklies. Two-thirds of those that go are workers. Six of the top 10 destinations are English-speaking, and the rest are all in Europe. Australia, Spain and America have attracted the most. Why do people leave? Better jobs and a better life, say most of those who have already gone, and a quarter of those who are still flirting with the idea cite the high cost of living in Britain. Expensive houses are another reason. They enable homeowners to sell up and buy a bigger place abroad, and push the young and houseless to consider a move. Most émigrés leave because other countries sound better, a nicer climate, a higher quality of life, rather than because they hate Blighty, argues the ever-upbeat IPPR. But put bluntly, they are sick of scrimping in chilly old Britain, and who can blame them? Real disposable incomes barely rose between 2003 and 2005, and the quality of life is mediocre. Although emigration may be getting more popular, it is also, outside the European Union at least, becoming harder. The technical requirements for getting into many countries are getting tougher, says Richard Gregan, boss of Overseas Emigration, a firm that helps British folk move overseas. Most countries prefer skilled workers, but it is not always clear which skills will get the nod. Builders, engineers and doctors are all popular, but so are some less obvious trades. Hairdressers are in high demand in Australia, says Mr. Gregan. We've had families where the husband is a middle manager, but the application is fronted by the wife because she took a hairdressing course years ago. Fin du texte numéro 19.